This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is George, G-E-O-R-G-E, last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N. His date of birth is 6/24/1934. Date of evaluation is 10/25/2023. HPI, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, psychosis, combative and aggressive behaviors, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 89 years old male who was admitted here upon transfer from VA Medical Center on 10/20/2023. Patient's chart indicates history of dementia. Hypertension, history of falls. He was admitted here on quetiapine, 75 milligram at bedtime, held on 1 milligram Q8 hours PRN, memantine 10 milligram once a day, and melatonin 3 milligram at bedtime. Patient is very confused and is a poor historian. Responses were irrelevant, and at times he does not seem to comprehend questions. He was sitting in his room and did not seem to be in any distress. Staff reports that he can be aggressive, combative at times. I initially thought that he could not hear well, but in spite of writing my questions on a piece of paper, his responses were totally irrelevant and wasn't very spontaneous in conversation. He could not tell me today's date, month, season, and did not respond to questions regarding any depression, hallucinations, period. I spoke to a patient's wife on phone, who acknowledged that he has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, and apparently has progressive worsening of his cognitive functions. He was seen by our staff at Ambassador Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in 2019, before COVID. Patient's wife reports that she had brought him home and kept him at home up until recently, when he stopped eating, sleeping poorly, and had sundowning symptoms. Here he was hospitalized at VA with dehydration. Patient's wife reports that he was born in Alabama and did construction work, and he was his own boss. He had five children, one of them is deceased. Here she acknowledged that he had paranoia, and at times he would talk to somebody when nobody was around. Here patient's wife reported that he had received medical and psychiatric care at the VA hospital. And these medications were prescribed at VA hospital. Next paragraph. Review of system. General, unable to assess eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric treatment, prior part, outpatient psychiatric treatment. Seen by our service at another facility, prior outpatient treatment was helpful, no number of psychiatric hospitalizations unknown, prior history of suicide attempts no, prior history of aggression yes. Next paragraph, education highest grade not known, current occupation retired, construction business, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 4, living. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, radiocultural form, chart, nursing, family. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 108 over 87, pulse 84, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor confused, motor movements. Sitting in a chair, gait not tested, speech nonsensical, mumbling, garbled, mood, anxious, thought process severely confused, associations are difficult to assess, thought content, disorganized, perceptual disturbances, unable to assess. History of paranoia, delusional thinking, possible hallucinations, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, only memory, recent and remote impaired, attention concentration impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications. Under current psychotropic medications, Seroquel 75 mg at HS, melatonin 3 mg HS, Namenda 10 mg, once a day, and held all 1 milligram Q8 hours PRN. Under assessment and plans, Alzheimer's disease unspecified G30.9. Next paragraph, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere severe with psychotic disturbance F02.C2, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed to stabilize moods, psychotic symptoms, and decrease risk of aggression towards others. Disposition, notify service of changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to receive for monitoring current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures 99305. Under supplemental administration, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics, Namenda. Next paragraph, risk-benefit statements and decisions to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to himself and others. This is end of dictation.